here in the Washington area, the name of Maryland Congressman Chris Van Hollen will certainly be familiar to constituents in the 8th Congressional District. Van Hollen was recognized for co-authoring an amendment to the massive stimulus bill, which would have provided legal protections for federal and state whistleblowers.
It's trying to make sure that those people who expose and report wrongdoing are not punished for telling the truth. It's as simple as that. And we all need to make sure that we pass legislation to protect people who do that, whether they're in the national security field or in the domestic area. In fact, in the national, the idea of sort of saying that national security whistleblowers don't need protection is absurd on its face, because these are people who are dealing with our national security issues, and you would hope that we would welcome the notion that somebody who detects wrongdoing in a national security agency or waste, you know, fraud or abuse, waste of taxpayers' dollars, would feel free to come forward and report that.
The so-called Van Hollen-Platts Amendment was eventually stripped from the compromise version of the stimulus bill in an effort to attract more conservative and centrist support. Nonetheless, Van Hollen has indicated that he may reintroduce his amendment sometime in the near future and suggest that even whistleblowers not directly connected to the federal government receive protection.
And the notion that people who work for contractors somehow should not be protected also doesn't make sense, especially because we know that so many contractors are, of course, in the business of doing work that's contracted out by the federal government. So if we accept the notion that federal employees should have whistleblower protections for exposing wrongdoing, it makes no sense to say you're not going to extend similar protections to people who are doing work contracted out by the government. And when it comes to other issues that aren't just dollars and cents issues in the narrow sense, but things like the integrity of the scientific process, it also makes sense that you provide some protection for people who say, listen, we just discovered that they've changed the report that was put together by scientists, and they changed it at the behest of some special interests. Again, we want to protect the public interest.
Another lawmaker recognized by the National Whistleblower Center is Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill, the recently named chair of the Senate Ad Hoc Subcommittee on Contracting Oversight. As a former Missouri State Auditor, McCaskill told me she has a special spot for whistleblowers.
Their work should be respected and revered. It is difficult work because it's lonely work, but it is righteous. And they are doing what they should do for taxpayers and for our government. Our job is now to make sure they have the protections they need so they do not have to fear retaliation for their professional careers.
Senator, tell us about how you feel about whistleblowers will maybe color or direct some of the work that your new subcommittee is going to do.
Well, and you know, I hope that it will be a comfortable home for whistleblowers, my subcommittee on contracting oversight, particularly since we have given contractors a lot of whistleblower protection. You know, all the contractors within the Defense Department, all the contractors within the stimulus bill, the Consumer Product Safety Commission area, that is where we have been able to pass very, very comprehensive protections for whistleblowers. So I hope because of that, they will feel comfortable coming to my committee and to tell their stories.
Steve Cohn, president of the National Whistleblower Center here in Washington, has one such story, which he says underscores the need for legislation to establish whistleblower protections for those who serve in national security agencies.
I have another client that I'm working with now, Mr. Bassem Youssef, the highest-ranking Arab-American agent at the FBI, the only fluent Arabic-speaking agent at his level or higher. Yet he has been banned from using his Arabic language at work. He has faced incredible racism at work. And as he says to me, and is this totally true, if they can't deal with an Arab American agent here in the Bureau and work with me, How are they dealing with sources out in the field?
Cohn says that in spite of the harassment and intimidation he has experienced on the job, he still goes to work every day at the FBI. And in spite of being one of the few agents to successfully turn or convert to the U.S. side, a top Al-Qaeda leader, still feels the retaliatory backlash of being a whistleblower.
But he is high ranking. And he's a supervisory agent, and he's a unit chief, and it just so happens that his desk has responsibility for the FBI interface with the National Security Agency's top secret domestic spying program. So don't tell me he's got a security problem. There's only about a handful of people in the world have access to that program. He does. There's no security issue. He's at the highest level. And then don't tell me there's a security issue about FBI or security or national intelligence whistleblowers. This guy's got the highest clearance. He still works. He goes to work every day. Yes, he's retaliated. Yes, he's pushed aside. He's disrespected, but he still goes to work every day.
Steve Cohn says the experience of Bassam Youssef is exactly the reason why whistleblower protections for national security workers is needed and needed now. On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.